You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner profiles the privateer Jean Lafitte and explains why his history matters.
Today, youngsters are entranced with the idea of pirates. Pirates have a distinct connection to Louisiana history. Perhaps the most famous pirate on the Gulf Coast was Jean Lafitte, hero of the Battle of New Orleans, an entrepreneur and socialite in the Crescent City, and the bane of the U.S. military. According to several documents of the time, Lafitte stated that he was a native of several cities of France and also of the French colony of Saint-Domingue, today's Haiti. He told several stories about fleeing both the French Revolution and the slave revolt in Haiti. He was proficient in French, English, Spanish, and Italian. It could be argued that he was not actually a pirate, but a privateer. Pirates are independent thieves, but Lafitte operated under a letter of marque from Cartagena in today's Colombia. This allowed him to raid and plunder the ships and holdings of both the Spanish and the British. Jean was a front man for the organization, and his brother Pierre was the muscle. Both brothers used an extensive network of contacts to conduct their trade. If someone in or near New Orleans wanted a particularly expensive item or an expensive bottle of wine, they would first try the Lafittes. After the Americans took over Louisiana, the brothers moved their operations to Barataria Bay, located west of the Mississippi River, and their warehouses were situated in the swamps near today's Donaldsonville. The Lafittes did not get along with the territorial governor, W.C.C. Claiborne, who also became the state's first governor in 1812. In 1813, Claiborne issued an arrest warrant and a reward of $500 for Jean's arrest. Lafitte issued posters within the week offering a $1,500 reward for Claiborne's capture and the delivery to Barataria. Some sources indicate that the Lafittes had over 1,000 men and their families working for them at Barataria. Their gunners were the best artillerymen in the Western Hemisphere. These people came from all over the Mediterranean basin and Africa, as well as the Caribbean. They mastered all the trades needed for seafarers and for keeping their vessels in good operating condition. Although the crews raided European-flagged vessels, they did not attack American-flagged ships. During the War of 1812, the British tried to enlist the pirates to help them against the Americans. They offered Jean Lafitte a full commission in the Royal Navy. He played along, never intending to accept their offer. Shortly after this, the Americans raided his compound and destroyed many of his vessels. He still would not help the British. Jean offered his help to Andrew Jackson, and early in January 1815, the brothers met with a soon-to-be-famous general on the second floor of a slave exchange, which today is Maspero's sandwich shop in the French Quarter. There, they planned the Battle of New Orleans. Lafitte offered Jackson things that he greatly needed: 7,500 flints for muskets and the powder for those weapons, 1,000 men, and two artillery batteries with the best cannoneers in the business. Jackson accepted Lafitte's help despite the governor's objections. During the Battle of New Orleans, the pirates served their country well. A great many of the British casualties were attributed to those two artillery batteries. Following the battle, President Madison pardoned both the brothers and their men. The Lafittes continued to have legal troubles with the Louisiana government and moved their operations to Galveston in 1817. They destroyed their operation there in 1821 under threat of attack from U.S. naval vessels. Jean escaped and moved to Yucatan, where it is thought that he died in 1826 at the age of 47, a petty pirate. The Lafitte brothers proved that patriotism sometimes trumps illegal plundering and wanton carnage. They also proved that in their romantic, swashbuckling story, that history matters.
Dr. Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport and is featured each Tuesday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.